listen to it.
On your mark, get set.
Let your hearts leap to it, all you who love young minds and young hungers and young dreams.
For that, my friends, is why you are here. Every one of us in this room has chosen to accept a dare, a special dare, the mighty dare of tomorrow's world in creation today. And our dare is already on its way, on its marks. For as you sit quietly here this September afternoon, from every part of California, from New York and Iowa and Montana, from Minnesota, Texas and Massachusetts, from Australia and Nigeria, from England and Peru and Thailand. Young feet and young hearts are traveling to this campus, a campus hidden geographically just outside a small western town. Within 1 week from this very hour, some 5,000 young minds, 5,000 of them from all over our state, our nation, and our world will have sought you out. For better or worse, they will place themselves within touch of you, within the shaping of all of us in this room. They are searching for things they believe and hope we can and will supply. Are we ready for their trust? This new trust of September 1962.
Ready?
Some of us have talked for years, but we're not ready. You never are.
True enough, I suppose.
So what's new?
What's new? Why, the new school year, for one thing, and the new chance it gives us to be more ready than ever before. To get a new look at why we're really here in the field of higher education. Most of all, it gives us a chance to refresh our understanding of why we're here at Cal Poly.
I sometimes wonder.
You wonder why you're here.
You said it, chum.
Sometimes when we filled out 3 forms in triplicate, 2 forms in quadruplicate, made 4 follow-up phone calls, and a personal pilgrimage to blast loose 1 new chair with 4 legs,
or try to get a room for a night's meeting,
or a filing cabinet,
or a notice in Al Mustang,
or when the parents of our fine young men start writing about their boys coming down with roast beef fatigue after Harmon Toon retired another of his elderly Guernseys.
And what's more,
pretty bad, eh? I think maybe with all these new faculty and staff members present, we ought to perhaps...
They might as well know it now. There are plenty of times around this place when you get filled right up to here.
You get the feeling just like this.
But you're all old-timers. Why, Carl Beck's been here since the Russians chased him out of Astoria. And L.E. McFarland turned the first shovel when they started building Bishop's Peak. If it's so tough, why do so many of you stick around?
Well, every year we do pick up a few more tricks of the trade.
That's right. Pick up a little this fall and a little next fall. Sooner or later, you begin to learn how to fill out a curriculum deviation form so that a kid can get it by the division.
And post a poor mixed-up major so he won't give Joyce Stone a fit of nervous prostration at the counseling center.
If you're really smart, you can even come to learn the latest gimmick for beating the IBM system on registration day.
But you apparently managed to stand it.
We wouldn't be anyplace else.
Whoa. Hold up there. That switch is too sudden.
It's no switch. No switch at all. It's just that when once you do begin to get established here, you've had it.
You wouldn't leave.
You're here to stay.
I presume it's the wonderful year-round climate.
This climate really spoils a person, sure enough. But it's not the real reason.
The ocean and the beach.
No.
I didn't bargain for a guessing game. But I'll try again. Fishing.
Hey, that looks like an illustration for one of Bert Fellow's fishing stories.
Or maybe it's the hunting. Can you spot that bear in there? Or is it the easy distance to the high mountain? Yosemite? Kings Canyon? The Redwoods?
Man, once you manage to finally find a house so you can settle down, San Luis Obispo really has good living right at its doorstep.
What you've mentioned is all fine and dandy, Matt. We appreciate all this year-round, smog-free, easy-access living, and don't think we don't live it up. But aren't you selling us a little short? Remember, we're teachers. We like it here because, well, because Cal Poly is Cal Poly.
So you want to play riddles now?
No one ever really understands Cal Poly until he's been here a while. And even then, he understands it best if he is taught somewhere else. It all boils down, I suppose, to certain Poly teacher fundamentals.
Like what? For one thing, you'll find that most of our Cal Poly folks see their jobs as a particular chosen way of life. That big pitch about our dare you made a moment ago really meant mean something to us. A great percentage of us here at Cal Poly have already proved that we could make more money in other fields. But we like young people and we want to teach them.
There's nothing too different about that. You'll find the same feeling at other schools. Teachers want to teach. That's why they're teaching.
But we're here at Cal Poly because we want to teach the Cal Poly way. It's what most of us have wanted for a long, long time. Here's the big difference at Cal Poly. At most other schools, you can perch on your fanny or a distributed reading list full of data, then blow those young folks out of your institution like soap bubbles, watching them float away all aglitter with learning to find their rainbows someplace up there in the sky. But here at Cal Poly, I'd be willing to bet there isn't a callous fanny in the crowd. We're doers and showers. We teach on our feet. Why? Because we'd rather pitch baseballs than blow soap bubbles. We get a tremendous bang out of seeing our young product, with the help of our control and experienced know-how, head straight for their target.
There's another thing that impresses me here at Cal Poly. We're really put to the test. In many another type of school, you can talk a good line and get by with it. But here, uh-uh. You've got to lay it on the line and prove that you know what you're talking about. As a shower, you've got to show. And when it comes to teaching, that kind of test really makes a man out of you.
Want to hear something else?
You haven't scared me yet.
Well, because we're doers and showers, and because we've had experience under fire out in the real world of business and industry, we're fighters and scrappers for what we believe.
Brother, you can say that again. But when you come right down to it, that's the reason Cal Poly has grown so rapidly from a little-known secondary vocational school to a position of wide leadership. Did you know that we are now the largest undergraduate agricultural and second largest engineering school in the West? A lot of us still on campus can remember when. Why, only 40 years ago, Cal Poly looked like this. That was the pride of the Middle Coast, I'll have you know. Now it's the old Ag Ed building right beside the clock tower. We've grown and we're still growing because from top to bottom we believed in what we did, what we are doing, and what lies ahead. And all the way from the Chief's teepee, on through Brass Alley, right on along to the teacher in class and lab and the alumnus in the field, we fought for what we believed.
That's a reason, too, of course, why we have some mighty hot scraps now and then between our departments and divisions.
Sure, we might as well admit it. We're all empire builders when it comes to our department. But when the chips are down, I've never seen an occasion yet when all of us didn't join ranks and fight just as hard for Cal Poly. Every one of them, every phase of service or instruction is a genuine expert at getting together and putting up a strong, united front.
Our family used to be like that.
Cal Poly's more like a family than you might imagine in many other ways. And family includes students as well as faculty and staff.
On looking back, I'd say that family spirit is one of the greatest of reasons why I like it here. We're a family-style school that is strong because we have agreed upon some tangible family beliefs. Solid, firm belief. You teach tangibly, you help each other tangibly, and the student learns tangibly. All of us are human. Each of us has a certain custom-built personal dream all his own. But here at Cal Poly, we also have a definite overall college-wide chart and compass. Once we spot our place on that chart, and once we learn to read the Poly compass, we're ready to go.
Ready to go? Where?
Go to our students, for one thing. Once we know our own basic course for certain, we can help them find and follow their own courses. That's why most of them are here. They have confidence in our tangible.
Don't a lot of them come to Cal Poly because Papa went here?
Some do, but as a rule, we're not old enough for that yet. Remember that as a full-fledged college, we're just about 20 years old. Studies show that we get most of our students through contact with former or present students, distribution of our catalog, in-the-field visitation, and recommendations of Poly by employers of Poly men. Our reputation throughout the state as a friendly campus helps too.
There's no doubt about it. At Cal Poly, the most important of all areas is that of the student. The instructor and the close student-advisor relationship that brings them together. That, in essence, is the real strength of the learn-by-doing project type of training in which this college so firmly believes. Let's review for a moment two terms which have come to package Cal Poly's basic educational philosophies and methods. Terms that have proved so successfully distinctive, Cal Poly is the only one of California state colleges that has been assigned the entire state as its recognized service territory. There are two distinctively Cal Poly terms. They are learn by doing and the upside down curriculum.
Learn by doing means that Cal Poly believes a student, even a college student, learns most effectively when he puts what he has studied into actual practice, first under supervision, then by himself.
And the upside down curriculum simply means that a student begins in his chosen major immediately upon entrance rather than waiting until he is an upper class.
Cal Poly believes that many students profit from being able to tie in their math, sciences, economics, and similar fields with their major as they go along.
Cal Poly believes that both student and taxpayer profit from occupational screening, thus made possible in the student's early college career, and that the upside-down approach deals fewer discontented, disillusioned misfits who finally enter a disappointing field either because they failed to understand the field's true nature or because they had continued preparation until it was too late to change now.
Let it be repeated, however, Cal Poly's distinctive type of training can be successful only on the basis of close instructor-student relationships. And an entire California city, a campus city, which this year alone will have grown to a population of almost 6,000, has been developed during the past half century on the basis of these close student-instructor relationships. It was this type of training which started development of the Southern Kellogg campus of 3,000 students in Pomona and the Voorhees Educational Center, the Kellogg Voorhees units, and which resulted in Cal Poly's designation as the only one of California's regionally designated state colleges with the entire state as its regularly assigned service area. To a greater extent than any of the other state colleges, Cal Poly is an entire city within itself. Let's take a brief tour of this city built on teamwork. In the first place, the campus is entirely outside the San Luis Obispo city limits. It is San Luis Obispo's largest single market, supplying purchasing power of over $7 million per year. It has its own police and fire department, its own noon whistle and city directory, its own hospital, its own business, industrial, residential, and even its own outlying agricultural and recreational areas. If you don't think we have our own transportation system, go have a visit with Jim Carrington, who conducts one of the widest traveling car and bus pools among the state's educational institutions. And when it comes to utilities, ask Art Young to show you his heat, water, power empire. To tie all these operations together, Cal Poly's city has its own system of communication, its own telephone system. Some additional links in Cal Poly's intra-city communications chain are
El Mustang, a self-supporting polyproject type of operation, is the campus semi-weekly. It will have a circulation of between 5 and 6,000 this year. One of the few Western campus newspapers that is both published and printed by students, the paper is expanding to 8 columns, which means they can use a great deal more material. Send items to El Mustang, Graphic Arts Building, or leave it in the mail drop in the hall outside their offices.
Likewise, appearing weekly in your campus mail will be Cal Poly's staff bulletin, published from the office of Don McHale, Public Relations Director. It should be required read. If you don't read it faithfully, you're quite likely to come to work some morning and find that the space allocation committee, which is shuffling and reshuffling space assignments, has switched your office. And on Poly's fast-growing campus, once you've lost your office, you'll be lucky to catch up to your desk by next June.
The employee's handbook contains an extremely complete and detailed explanation of college practices, policies, and methods. It's Cal Poly's Old and New Testaments complete, and much time can be saved by consulting it. Copies are assigned each instructor.
Copies of the college catalog, published annually, are available at the admissions office for each instructor.
A constant stream of visitors from throughout the world is impressed with the type of education provided at Cal Poly. What has most impressed them? With many visitors and newcomers, it is such things as these. The fact that at Cal Poly, instructors are willing to work with their students, showing as well as telling. The student project system, which assisted by Poly's foundation, trains students in the responsibilities of ownership, in the need for proper and prudent financing, as well as in the direct production techniques and practices involved.
The student who, for instance, obtains a foundation loan to rent and plant a piece of land.
The ornamental horticulture major's poinsettia project, or his Easter lily project, risking labor and know-how, not only against nature, but against exact dates.
The journalist using his time and skill to develop and market a speculative magazine article.
Sometimes the engineering major conceives, develops, and markets a new product.
This is the type of training that, tied closely to lecture and laboratory, is training that agricultural, business, and industrial leaders can understand. The stir and bustle of a college in action, a campus with its sleeves rolled up, the proved ability of many Cal Poly graduates to secure better placement and earn success more quickly on the foundation of their group experiences has encouraged this college to stress and expand its organizational activities, both in the realm of occupation and the role of campus citizens. The traditional Cal Poly departmental club is only a start. There are numerous other outlets available. The total number of student organizations on campus for the end of this year will probably exceed 80. Music, student government committees and boards, publications and other similar groups further extend the extracurricular horizon.
Co-curricular activities are a basic part of Cal Poly's teamwork plan. Any student at Cal Poly, young man or young woman, should be able to find one or more opportunities for interesting and profitable co-curricular experiences. But many students will be led to effective participation only with the guidance of their advisors. The Student Activities Office is staffed with specialists who are available to help faculty advisors in this area.
The College Health Center, one of the best of its kind in the West, is also extremely interested in the student. "We appreciate," says the center, "the referral by any faculty member of the student with a medical problem. With the student's consent, we shall be very happy to discuss the student's medical problem with any interested member of the faculty. And we urge that every injury occurring on campus, no matter how trivial, should immediately be referred to the health service for care." It might be well to add at this point that while the health service is available only to regularly enrolled students, first aid and emergency care are available to everyone, whether student, visitor, or employee. Still another part of Poly's teamwork system and probably the most frequently used of all, is provided by the Counseling Center. An emotional problem. Family problems and other similar matters may call for more objective counseling attention than the ordinary teacher-counselor is prepared to give. It is then the counselor can be your ally.
At a college such as Cal Poly, a good fourth the size of San Luis Obispo, student job opportunities are bound to be a problem and will involve the advisor. Every department uses student help. The student, however, should contact the placement office before applying to a department. Short-term and long-term student loans are available at the placement office as an additional service. Very little has been said yet about the business management division under business manager Don Nelson, and the foundation under manager Gene Brendlin. Hard at work, often behind the scenes, frequently overlooked except on payday, they handle the college's finances, housing, feeding, security, the general office, student payroll processing, many of the personnel details, grounds and maintenance, telephone service and other utilities, purchasing, inventory, process the budgets, and a myriad of other intricate procedures. One constantly increasing area of responsibility is the supplying of facilities for the greater and greater number of short courses, conferences, and workshops scheduled at Cal Poly's state-centered and mild-climated home campus. Many members of Cal Poly's family fail to realize the extent to which the campus is becoming a gathering center. Here, for instance, is a list of organizations that met at Cal Poly during the past 3 months alone.
The State Convention of the Future Farmers.
State Convention of the California Agricultural Teachers Association.
State Apprenticeship Contests for the California Pipe Trades Council.
Western Region of the Association of Operative Millers.
A school lunch workshop drawing attendance from San Diego to Redding.
The California Farm Bureau Federation's annual statewide staff institute.
Elementary School Administrator Workshop.
The state's workshop for men's physical education teachers and coaches.
The state's workshop for women physical education teachers and coaches.
The football official rules clinic.
The relationship of various areas of the administration to each other and to the instructional staff are shown in this diagram of the line organization. All six Cal Poly divisions are working with you, the staff and faculty, toward one purpose, the shaping of Cal Poly's product. Just what is this Poly product? A tremendously important part of the Poly product stems from the campus atmosphere you helped produce. At the end of the California Farm Bureau Federation's staff institute here one summer, a CFBF president put it this way.
At Cal Poly, you feel the warmth of real, down-to-earth, unaffected hospitality in a practical style.
And a high-ranking educator from India, stopping by on his recent State Department tour, for the State Department now recommends Cal Poly as a distinguished visitor's port of call, said this.
I'm impressed, truly impressed. Cal Poly is one place where you can see things while they're being done.
This is the atmosphere which in many respects is responsible for Cal Poly's record in the field. Through the alumni, your end product. Your Cal Poly product. The student is successful because he is inclined to be humbly practical and real. Because he finds quicker, easier transition from campus to the job. Because he really becomes a constructive part of community group enterprise, a willing influence for progress and for good.